Yeah.
What is that, B flat?
Okay. And then what's the chord?
All right, good evening. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let's celebrate. Let's stand up while Patrick is coming. We'll start with, Lord, I lift your name on high. Everybody clapping.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came for
You may be seated for a while.
Hi, guys. He's in a meeting, so I get this opportunity to stand up here and take praise reports and prayer requests. Anybody have any? She doing better? Good. We'll still keep praying, but that's awesome. Anybody else? Yes. Oh, yeah. Buddy. Kids all have a good spring break. Everybody's back safely, I hope. One piece. Anybody else? Yes, Miss Rippey. Oh. Oh, cool. Yeah. It's awesome. For news,
that's for sure.
Dylan, did you have one? Wow. How's okay? Is it starting to open like more? Cool. That's awesome. Yes, Allison. Okay. The middle schoolers, we went to Atlanta last weekend, and we had a great time. It was really awesome just to get to know them better and worship with them and just experience just worshiping God together. So we had a good time. I'm hoping to put some of the pictures. I know probably a lot of you guys have Facebook, but I put some up there, but maybe get a presentation. They can share what they learned and experience. So kind of threw that on them. Anybody else?
Yep. Is she in Russia?
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go ahead and just prepare our hearts just for the Holy Spirit to come into this place tonight and worship and just be together as a church. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for tonight and just the opportunity to come together as believers and as brothers and sisters just to worship you and bring our trials and our joys. And we bring everything at your feet for your praise. Lord, I just pray that you be with Dylan tonight as he delivers the message. Just give him words to speak and not let them be your words, but your words. And let them touch the hearts that need to hear it and just give him strength and just comfort. Lord, I pray that you be with all those who shared their praise and prayer requests and those who didn't share, that you just be with those that are in need and that you will just touch our hearts if we're able to help anybody, that you'll just let us be open to serving you and serving your kingdom. Be with us this week and be with everybody as they travel to and from, and just help us remember that let everything we do, let it be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing some more songs.
Let all the redeemed stand up and bring glory to God. To sing hallelujah, he reigns.
Yeah.
the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of nation believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir.
Children sing in glory.
It's all the children sing in glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns. Hallelujah, he reigns. It's all the children sing in glory, glory. Hallelujah, he reigns.
Hallelujah, he reigns.
And all the powers of darkness tremble what they just heard. 'Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word.
It's all God's children singing glory.
It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Ted will lead us. Thank you, Jesus. This song was originally written by Ted Hatfield, and you know this song.
I want to thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
I want to thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
You guide my steps. You light my way. You listen when I call your name. I want to thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord.
It's a moment for the wisdom from the Bible. And the verse today is from Proverbs. If we have the slide, next slide. Nikki, do. Yeah, Proverbs 18:10. Well, I wanted to just let you know shortly, when I became Christian and accepted Christ as my Savior, I started having interesting dreams. And I interpreted that my spiritual battle that I had in real life, my spirit was battling even during the night when I was sleeping. And I saw a person, I couldn't see the face, but I knew that a person of darkness, very creepy night dream. And I was running away, and I knew that I need to go far over the creek, through the woods, and I knew that there is a room that I will run there and that person won't reach me. So I'm running like crazy, and I get into that room trying to close the door, but I don't feel safety. I don't feel that I'm safe. And surely enough, I see that person entering this room, and I wake up. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was shivering, I was scared, and I started praying, and I was saying, Lord, your name is my tower. You are powerful, and you can keep me safe. So I tossed on the other side and fell asleep, and it's weird, but my dream started from where I fell asleep. That person was coming into the room trying to get me, and I said, the name of the Lord, my Jesus, he can protect me and go away in the name of the Lord. I woke up again, and the person was gone, and I felt peace and relief. So it was weird, but it was over 10, 12 years ago, and I still remember, and I still understand that spirit in us has the strength from Jesus. And also, the name of the Lord is the great, great power, it's a strong tower for us. Well, maybe you were... Have you ever thought why it's good to memorize Bible verses? Have you ever thought? It's for this Holy Spirit to bring into our mind, to remind us when we need especially. So the Bible verse today, maybe we'll try to remember together. Nikki, if you don't mind, you go next. One more time. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So, amen. There is a new song for us tonight about the name of the Lord. So when we sing it together, let's think about it.
Shelter like no other, your name. Let the
that nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your time for one of the greatest songs, contemporary songs, I think, written in the past 30 years. And I think we should stand up for that song, because we're going to proclaim that our God is an awesome God. But I know some folks have not the healthiest knee, so you, yeah, that's okay. You can sit down.
When he rolls up his sleeves, the angels putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that
our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
The judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Lift it up.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with
be seated. It's time for our speaker.
How's everybody tonight? That's what's up. All right. Genesis 39, verse 2 says, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man." The fact that this verse refers to a cocky youth who has just been betrayed and sold into slavery by his own brothers seems a contradiction. It wasn't enough for him to be his father's favorite. He had to rub it in. When given a dream, that he would rule over all of his brothers as well as his parents, he told everyone about it. Then he told them all again, just in case they didn't get it the first time. Eventually, his brothers sold him to some Ishmaelites just to get rid of him. In a single day, his circumstances completely changed. A bright future seemed ruined. From living a privileged life, he suddenly faced separation from home and parents, shame, pain, and disappointment. The dream that he would be a ruler was replaced by the reality of slavery. Imagine the feelings and the doubts. But it was this very experience that would start him down the road, become the leader God intended him to be. It has been said, whenever God wants to give us a gift, he wraps it in struggles and difficulties. In James 1, we are reminded that the testing of our faith produces perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Over these difficult years, Joseph suffered betrayal and learned many hard lessons. From pit to prison to palace, his responses in difficult situations molded his character. It would have been easy to choose bitterness and resentment toward God and everyone else, especially toward his brothers. But Joseph chose a different response to his circumstances. The same sun that softens the wax hardens the clay. It's our response that reveals our character. Joseph was keenly aware of God's hand over all the years of his life. Genesis chapter 50, verse 19 through 20 says, Joseph responded with dependence upon God, and his confidence in God allowed him to survive and prosper where most would have given up and failed. Being sold into slavery, Joseph developed competence and organization serving in the palace. Framed as an adulterer and imprisoned, he used his ability to discern dreams and solve problems for the benefit of others. Forgotten in prison, he quietly trusted God and was ready when God created another opportunity for him to display the wisdom of God. His wise preparations for the 7 years of famine not only provided for the Pharaoh in Egypt, but eventually the blessings rested on his family too. And finally, when faced with the return of his brothers who hated him, he dealt with them with integrity, compassion, and tender forgiveness. Joseph's obvious commitment to God and blessing by God and his demonstrated wisdom won the hearts and trust of everyone he met. Potiphar, the warden, his fellow prisoners, even Pharaoh, and ultimately his own brothers. Has life been less fair with you? Consider Joseph's experience, betrayed and deserted by his family, exposed to repeated sexual temptation, punished for doing the right thing. He endured long years of imprisonment and was forgotten by those he had helped. Study Joseph's positive response to each setback. Rather than ask, why me? He determined to be God's man, whatever came next. His response was always noted by those who were around him. They sensed that God was with them. In Genesis chapter 41, 33, and 39, he was referred to as a wise and discerning man. Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find anyone like this, a man who has the spirit of God in him? Success never went to his head. His change in character was not a gift or an accident. It was developed. When faced with great trials and difficulty, Joseph chose to live a life of gratitude and not resentment, conscious of God's daily protection, love, and grace. We would do well to follow in his steps when faced with the circumstances of life. And that's it. So we can just pray. I just want to pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you for this day and thank you for the beautiful week we had. I was going to pray that your words were used as you wish they would, and I wish everybody a good week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, while musicians are coming here to finish our worship service tonight, why don't we stand up? And I'm going to ask you, place your hands on your neighbor to the right and to the left, and quietly pray for your friends who are right, standing by your left or right hand. Let's stand up. Yeah, there is Miss Melanie. She's right there. And well, I'll play softly. Just whisper a prayer of blessing
for your church family. We need now this support. We need so desperately. Bring thanks for your friends, for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Let blessings flow on each one. Amen. Hear our praises, O Lord.
Chelsea. Is Chelsea there?
You're dismissed.
Blessings to
God bless you.
Thank you.